The next word is send. The word send in English has several Russian translations depending on the context. Here are some examples. 1. Ote peravete iri, otpravit, to send something. This is the most common translation of send and is used for sending physical objects, messages, or people. Example. Я отправил письмо другу. Я отправил письмо другу. I sent a letter to my friend. Breakdown. I pronounced я. Отправил. Отправил, past tense masculine singular of отправите ири, отправит, pronounced отправил. Письмо. Письмо, letter, pronounced письмо. Другу. Другу, to a friend, pronounced другу. Pronunciation. Я отправил письмо другу. 2. Послать ири, послать. To send someone, this is used for sending someone to do something, or to send a message to someone. It can also be used in a more informal context, for sending something. Example. Я послал своего сына в магазин. Я послал своего сына в магазин. I sent my son to the store. Breakdown. I pronounced я. Послал. Послал, past tense masculine singular of послать ири, послать, pronounced послал. Своего. Свого, my, masculine, pronounced своего. Сына. Сына, son, pronounced сына. В. To, in, pronounced в. Magazine. Magazine, store, pronounced, magazine. Pronunciation. Я послал своего сына в магазин. 3. Переедать ири, передать, to send something through someone. This verb is used when you are sending something through an intermediary. Example. Передай привет от меня. Передай привет от меня. Send my regards. Breakdown. Передай. Передай, imperative singular of переедать ири, передать, pronounced передай. Привет. Привет, hello, regards, pronounced private. От. От, from, pronounced от. Меня. Меня, me, pronounced меня. Pronunciation. Передай привет от меня. Key concepts. Russian verbs conjugate, changing form based on person, number, tense, and gender. It's important to pay attention to the context of the word send to choose the right Russian translation. English. Send Russian. Отправить. Отправить. To send something. Отправить, Russian. Послать. Послать. To send someone. Послать, Russian. Передать. Передать. To send something through someone. Передать. The next word is base. The word base has several meanings in English, so to construct a Russian sentence, we need to clarify which meaning we are focusing on. Let's look at an example using base in the context of a foundation. Sentence. The foundation of the house is built on a solid base. Russian. Фундамент дома построен на прочном основании. Breakdown. Фундамент. Фундамент, foundation, this is the noun for the base of a structure, which is built upon. Дома. Дума, house, this is the genitive case of the noun. Дом. Дом, meaning, of the house. The genitive case is used after prepositions like на, on. Построен. Postroyen, built. This is the past participle of the verb. Stroit. Stroit. Meaning, to build. Na. Na, on. This is a preposition that indicates location. Prochnum. Prochnum, solid. This is the adjective, solid, in the locative case. The locative case is used after prepositions like na, on, to indicate the location of the action. Asavani. Asavani, base. This is the noun, base, in the locative case. Translation. The foundation of the house is built on a solid base. Key concepts. Nouns and their cases. Russian nouns have different forms depending on their function in a sentence, called cases. Prepositions. Prepositions like na, on, require specific noun cases. Past participles. Past participles are used to describe a completed action. Helpful hints for pronunciation. The stress in Russian words is always on a particular syllable. It can be tricky to guess, so you need to look it up. The letter O, O, in Russian can sound like a short O, or a long O, depending on the context. Listen carefully to how the vowel is pronounced in different words. The letter Ye, E, at the end of a word can be pronounced like the E in get, or the E in bet, depending on whether the next word starts with a vowel or consonant. English and Russian translation of word and pronunciation. Base. Основание. Основание. The next word is probably. The word, probably, can be translated into Russian in a couple of ways. Вероятно. Pronounced. Вероятно, most likely. It is the most common translation of probably. It is an adverb, and functions similar to likely or most likely in English. This word is based on the adjective. Вероятный. Pronounced. Вероятный, meaning probable. Example. Он, вероятно, придет завтра. Pronounced. Он, вероятно, придет завтра. He will probably come tomorrow. Возможно. Pronounced. Возможно is also used as a translation of probably, but it implies a greater possibility or chance. It can also be translated as possibly. This word is based on the adjective. Возможный. Pronounced. Возможный, meaning possible. Example. Возможно, она уже ушла. Pronounced, возможно, она уже ушла, she may already have left, or it is possible she already left. Скорее всего. Pronounced, скорее всего, this phrase is used for greater emphasis, and means most likely, or very likely. Скорее. Pronounced. Скорее means faster or sooner, but when used in the phrase скорее всего, it means most likely. Example. Скорее всего, он уже уехал. Pronounced. Скорее всего, он уже уехал, he most likely already left. Remember, the best translation of probably depends on the context and the level of certainty you want to convey. English. Probably slash Russian. Вероятно. Pronounced. Вероятно. The next word is go. Let's explore the verb to go in Russian. The sentence. Я иду в университет. Breakdown. Я. I. This is the subject pronoun for the first person singular. Я. Is pronounced like, я. Иду. Present tense of the verb, to go. Идти. Meaning, I am going. It is conjugated in the first person singular. It is pronounced, иду. preposition, to, or, into. Pronounced, V. Universität. University. Pronounced, Universität. Variations of the verb, to go. Idiom. We are going, first person plural. Idiot. You are going, second person plural, informal. Idiot. They are going, third person plural. This sentence is a great example of using the present tense of the verb, to go, in Russian. You can use it to talk about where you're going and what you're doing. English. I am going to the university. Russian. Я иду в университет. Go. Идти. Pronounced, EDT, university. Университет. Pronounced, университет. The next word is suggest. Я. Я. Я, I предлагаю. Предлагаю. Предлагаю, suggest, present tense. First person singular VAM. Вам. Вам, you, formal, plural поикраткоите. Пойти. Пойти, to go, infinitive, where. V, in, to, preposition кино. Кино. Кино, cinema. Breakdown. The sentence is in the present tense, and it uses the first person singular form of the verb переделагаете. Предлагать, which means to suggest. The subject is я. Я. Я, meaning I. The object of the suggestion is поикраткоите в кино. Пойти в кино. Пойти в кино, meaning, to go to the cinema. The sentence is addressed to a group of people, so the formal plural pronoun VAM. Вам. Вам, is used. Pronunciation. Я. Я, я, as in, yard. Предлагаю. Предлагаю, предлагаю. Вам. Вам. Вам, as in, van. Пойти. Пойти, пойти. V, as in, very. Кино. Кино, кино. Translation. I suggest you go to the cinema. Variations. You can also use the informal plural pronoun тебе. Тебе. Team, if you are speaking to a group of friends. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates the use of the imperative mood in Russian, which is used to give commands or suggestions. Translation of words. Suggest. Предлагать. Предлагать, I. Я. Я, you, formal, plural. Вам. Вам, to go. Пойти. Пойти, in, to. V, cinema. Кино. Кино. The next word is past. The word, past, in English has several meanings, but the most common are, the time before now, and, to go beyond. In Russian, there are several ways to express the concept of, past, depending on the context. Let's look at an example using the meaning of past as the time before now. Russian sentence. Он уже прошел этот путь. Breakdown. Он. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. Он. Он. Уже. Already, adverb. Уже. Уже. Прошел. Past, verb, masculine, past tense, perfect aspect. Прошел. Прошел. Этот. This, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. Этот. Этот. Путь. Way, Path, noun, masculine, nominative case. Put. Put. Translation. He has already passed this way. Key concepts. Past tense. In Russian, verbs have a past tense, which indicates that the action happened before the present moment. The past tense form of a verb changes depending on the gender and number of the subject. Perfect aspect. The perfect aspect in Russian indicates that an action has been completed. Pronoun cases. Russian pronouns change their form depending on their function in the sentence. Variations. Прошёл. Masculine singular can change to прошла. Feminine singular прошло. Neuter singular or прошли. Plural, depending on the gender and number of the subject. Pronunciation. The H in прошёл is silent. English to Russian. Past. Прошлое. Прошлое. The next word is power. The word power in English has many different meanings and is quite versatile. In Russian, we often use the word сила. Pronounced сила to convey a similar meaning. Here is an example sentence. У него есть сила убеждать людей. У него есть сила убеждать людей. Breakdown. У. У preposition, at or with. Него. Него pronoun, him, possessive. Есть. Есть verb to be or to have. Сила. Сила noun, strength or power. In this case, power of persuasion. Убеждать. Убеждать verb to convince or to persuade. Людей. Людей noun, people. Translation: he has the power to convince people. Variations. Сила. Сила can also mean force or energy. Мощь means power or might and is often used to describe something physically strong. Власть. Власть means power or authority and refers to the power to control or govern. Pronunciation tips. Сила. Stress is on the first syllable. Убеждать. Stress is on the first syllable. Word translations. Power. Сила. Сила, strength. Сила. Сила, force. Сила. Сила, energy. Сила. Сила, might. Мощь. Мощь, authority. Власть. Власть. The next word is test. Let's start with a simple sentence using the word test in Russian. Хайесте удеянте, хай, хайесте аэл, хай, хайте есте, хай. Breakdown. Хайесте удеянте, хай, хай, student, хай. Pronounced, student, this is the subject of the sentence. It is in the nominative case, which is the basic form of a noun. Хайесте аэл, хай. High, past, high, pronounced. Snal, this is the past tense verb, conjugating to the masculine singular to agree with the subject. It indicates an action that has been completed. High, te, yes, te, high, high, test, high, pronounced. Test, this is the direct object of the verb. It is in the accusative case, showing that the student did something to the test. The sentence translates to the student passed the test. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns change form depending on their function in a sentence. This is called case. We saw the nominative, subject, and accusative, object, case. Gender. Russian nouns have grammatical gender, either masculine, feminine, or neuter. Here, Hi estudiante. Hi is masculine. Verb conjugation. Verbs change form based on the subject of the sentence. Here, the verb hi estal, hi, is conjugated for the masculine singular subject. Variations. If the student were female, we would change the noun to hi estudiante ca, hi, pronounced studenti ca, and the verb to hi estala, hi, pronounced sdahla. If we were talking about multiple students, we would change the noun to hi estudiante eru, hi, pronounced studenti, and the verb to hi estale, hi, pronounced sdahle. Pronunciation hints. The stress accent in Russian is always on a particular syllable, and it can change the meaning of a word. Pay attention to the pronunciation notes I provide. The letter ye is pronounced like the e in bet if it is stressed. If it is unstressed, it is a soft e sound similar to the I in bit. The letter yeru is a short I sound. There at the end of a word is usually pronounced like a T sound in English. Word translation and pronunciation. Test. Hi te yeste. Hi. Pronounced. Test. The next word is visit. Hash hash. Я собираюсь посетить музей завтра. Breakdown. Я. I. Pronoun. Nominative case. Pronounced like ya. Собираюсь. I am going to. Verb. Present tense. Imperfective aspect. First person singular. Pronounced like собираюсь. Посетить. To visit. Verb. Infinitive. Pronounced like посетить. Музей. Museum. Noun. Masculine. Nominative case. Pronounced like музей. Завтра. Tomorrow, adverb, pronounced like завтра. Meaning, I am going to visit the museum tomorrow. Key concepts. Imperfective aspect. In Russian, verbs have two aspects, perfective and imperfective. The imperfective aspect describes an ongoing action, while the perfective aspect describes a completed action. The verb собираюсь is in the imperfective aspect, because it describes an ongoing plan, or intention. Infinitive. The infinitive form of the verb is used after the verb. Собираюсь. To express an intended action. Nominative case. The noun. Музей. Is in the nominative case, because it is the subject of the sentence. Variations of. Посетить. Посещу. I will visit, future tense, perfective aspect, first person singular. Посетил. I visited, past tense, perfective aspect, first person singular. Translation. Я. I. Собираюсь. I'm going to. Посетить. Visit. Музей. Museum. Завтра. Tomorrow. Pronunciation guide. Посетить. Посетить. Музей. Музей. The next word is center. The word center in English can translate to several different Russian words depending on context. Let's explore a few options. 1. Center. Pronounced center. This is the most common translation of center in Russian and can refer to a physical location, a point of reference, or a concept. It is a masculine noun and is used with the preposition where. To indicate in or at the center or is there. Is. To indicate from the center. Example. В центре города находится большой парк. Pronounced, в центре города находится большой парк. Breakdown. pronounced V preposition, meaning in or at. Centri. Pronounced center, dative case of the noun. Center. Garoda. Pronounced Garoda, genitive case of the noun. Gorat. City. Nachoditsa. Pronounced Nachoditsa, verb meaning is located. Bolshoi. Pronounced Bolshoi, adjective meaning big or large. Park. Pronounced park, noun meaning park. Translation. In the center of the city, there is a large park. 2. Sridina. Pronounced Sridina. This word is often used to refer to the middle or center of something, especially when talking about a spatial or temporal dimension. It is a feminine noun, and the preposition where can be used to indicate in the middle or is there. Is to indicate from the middle. Example. Pronounced V seridine dinaironi V stretilis V cave. Breakdown. Pronounced V preposition, meaning in or at. Seridini. Pronounced seridine, dative case of the noun. Seridina. Dna. Pronounced denier, genitive case of the noun. Dien. Day. Ani. Pronounced oni, pronoun meaning they. Stretilis. Pronounced v stretilis, verb meaning met. Pronounced V preposition, meaning in. Café. Pronounced cafe, noun meaning café. Translation. They met at the café in the middle of the day. 3. Centrali. Pronounced centrali. This adjective means central or in the center and is used to describe something that is located in the center or that is of central importance. Example. Centralnaya Ploshat Garoda Bulapanana Roda. Pronounced Centralnaya Ploshat Garoda Bulapanana Roda. Breakdown. Centralnaya. Pronounced Centralnaya, feminine nominative form of the adjective. Centralnaya. Ploshat. Pronounced ploshchad, noun meaning square. Garoda. Pronounced Garoda, genitive case of the noun. Gorat. City. Bula. Pronounced bila, verb, to be, in the past tense, feminine form. Pana. Pronounced polna, adjective meaning full. Naroda. Pronounced Naroda, genitive case of the noun. Narod. People. Translation. The central square of the city was full of people. Key concepts. Gender of nouns. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter, which influences their endings. Cases. Nouns change form depending on their function in a sentence, for example, subject. Object, possession, prepositions. Prepositions like where or is there, is, are used to indicate location and direction. Pronunciation hints. Tse. Pronounced ts like the ts in cats. Chair. Pronounced ch like the ch in chair. Sha. Pronounced sh like the sh in ship. Sha. Pronounced shch like the sh in ship, followed by a ch. R. Pronounced r like the r in red but rolled. English translation of words. Center. center. Средина. Middle. Центральный. Central. Город. City. Park. Park. Bien. Bay. Кафе. Кафе. Площадь. Square. Народ. People. The next word is bro. The word bro in English can have multiple meanings depending on the context. It can be used as a verb, noun, or adjective. We will focus on the verb form here. In Russian, the verb bro can be translated as Расти. Расти. The verb Расти is irregular and changes its form based on the tense and subject. Here's an example sentence. English. The flowers are growing in the garden. Russian. Цветы растут в саду. Цветы растут в саду. Breakdown. Цветы. Цветы. The word. Цветы. Is the plural form of the word. Цветок. Цветок, which means flower. The y at the end is pronounced like the y in my. Растут. Растут. This is the third person plural form of the verb. Расти. Расти, meaning are growing. The t at the end of the verb is silent. V. This is the preposition in and is pronounced similar to the v in very. Саду. Саду. This is the prepositional case of the noun. Сад. Сад, meaning garden. The D at the end is pronounced like the D in sad. Key concepts. Irregular verbs. Like many verbs in Russian. Расти. Is irregular and changes form based on the tense and subject. This means you must learn the different forms by heart. Nouns. Nouns in Russian have different forms based on the case they are in. For example, the noun sad. Sad, meaning garden, takes on the prepositional form sadu. Sadu, when used with the preposition v. English. Bro, bro Russian. Расти. Расти. The next word is nothing. Ничего. Ничего. This means nothing in Russian. This word is very versatile and can be used in many contexts. Pronunciation. Ничего. 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 Grammar. The word is declined according to the case. It is in the nominative case here. The accusative form is also the same. Ничего. Ничего. Example sentences. Я не знаю ничего о ней. Я не знаю ничего о ней. I know nothing about her. Я. Я. I. Не. Не. Not. Знаю. Знаю. No. Or. Oh. About. Не. Не. У меня ничего нет. You men your ничего нет. I have nothing. У. You. At. Меня. Меня. Me. Нет. Нет. There is not. English. Nothing Russian. Ничего. Ничего. The next word is return. The word return can be used in a variety of ways in Russian. It can be used to indicate returning something, going back, or even coming back to a previous topic. Here is an example sentence. Я вернул книгу в библиотеку. I pronounced. Я вернул. Vernal, returned, pronounced. Vernul, this is the masculine past tense of the verb. Вернут. Vernut, to return. Книгу. Книг, book, pronounced. Книгу, this is the accusative case of. Книга. Книга. The accusative case is used for direct objects in Russian sentences. V, in, pronounced. V, this preposition is used to indicate location. Biblioteku. Biblioteku, library, pronounced. Biblioteku, this is the accusative case of. Biblioteka. Biblioteka. Translation. I returned the book to the library. Other examples of. Vernut. Vernut. Vern is domoy. Vern is domoy. Go back home. Я верну тебе деньги завтра. Я верну тебе деньги завтра. I will return your money tomorrow. Remember, the word. Vernut. Vernut is a very versatile verb in Russian and can be used in many different contexts. English, return. To return. Russian. Vernut. Vernut. The next word is mother. Moya. Mama. Erabeote verachom. Moya. Mama. Rabatit. Vrashem. Breakdown. Moya. Moya. This is the feminine form of the possessive adjective, my. It's pronounced like, moya. We use the feminine form, because the noun, mama. Mama. Mother, is feminine. Mama. Mama. This means, mother, and is pronounced like, mama. Rabotit. Rabotit. This means, works, and is pronounced like, rabotaret. It is the third person singular present tense form of the verb erabeoteateri. Rabotat. To work. Vrachom. Vrachom. This means, as a doctor, and is pronounced like, vrachem. It is the instrumental case of the noun verache. Vrach. Doctor. The instrumental case is used to show how something is done, or who performs an action. Meaning, my mother works as a doctor. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives and possessive pronouns agree in gender with the noun they modify. Case system. Russian has a complex case system, where the form of a noun changes depending on its function in the sentence. The instrumental case is used to show how something is done, or who performs an action. Variations. Instead of работает, you could also use является, является, which means, is, to say, my mother is a doctor. You can use other professions instead of doctor. For example, you could say, my mother works as a teacher. Моя мама работает учителем. Моя мама работает учителем. Pronunciation guide. Моя. Моя. Мама. Мама. Работает. Работает. Врачом. Врачем. English to Russian. Mother. Mama. Mama. The next word is so. The word, so, in English can be translated in many ways into Russian, depending on the context. Here's an example using the word, so, t- to express agreement. English sentence. So, we can go now. Russian sentence. Итак, мы можем идти сейчас. Breakdown. И is a conjunction meaning and, or, so. Так. Так is an adverb meaning so, or, thus. In this context it is used to indicate agreement, or a decision. Мы. Me is the pronoun, we, in the nominative case, which means the, we, is the subject of the sentence. It is the same as the word, we, in English. Можем. Можем is the verb, to be able to, conjugated in the first person plural, we can, in the present tense. Идти. Идти is the verb, to go, conjugated in the infinitive form. The infinitive form of the verb is the same as the English verb, to go. Сейчас. Сейчас is an adverb meaning, now. The S sound is very soft. Translation. So, we can go now. Pronunciation guide. I. E. Так. Так. Мы. Me. Можем. Можем. Идти. Идти. Сейчас. Сейчас. Variations. Значит. Значит. So, it means. Or, so, that means. Таким образом. Таким образом. So, in this way. Следовательно. Следовательно, so, consequently. Memorization tip. Practice using the different variations of so in Russian to make them stick in your memory. The next word is walk. The word walk in English can be translated into Russian as ходить. Pronounced ходить. Here's a simple sentence demonstrating its usage. Я хожу в мене в ересите я те каже де я ликат кои де я ньери. Я хожу в университет каждый день. Translation. I walk to the university every day. Breakdown. Я. Я. Pronounced, я, I, nominative case, subject of the sentence хожу. Хожу. Pronounced, хожу, I walk, present tense, first person singular, в. Pronounced, v, to, preposition у ене в ересите ете. Университет. Pronounced, университет, university, masculine noun, accusative case каже де я ликраткое. Каждый. Pronounced, khzhi, every, adjective de я ньери. Dien. Pronounced, dien, de, masculine noun, accusative case. Important points. The verb ходить. Ходить. Is a common verb that means, to walk, or, to go. It is also used to describe other types of movement like walking to a place, or going to an event. Ходить. Ходить. Changes its form depending on, who is doing the walking, and when. In this example, it's in the present tense, first person singular, I walk. The prepositions, there. To, and then are. On to, are very important in Russian grammar. They are used to show the direction, or location of the movement. Pronunciation notes. The, je. Je. In. Хожу. Is pronounced like the ZH in Azure. The U. U. In. Университет. Is pronounced like the U in Moon. Word translations. Walk. Ходить. Ходить, I. Я. Ja, to. Wie University. Universität. University, every. Każdy. K-A-H-M-H-I-May. Dzień. Then. The next word is matter. This. Dzień. Pronounced. Dilo is very important to me. Dzień. Is a neuter noun, and it means matter, affair, or case. It can also be used in the context of business or work. For example, if you are talking about your job, you could say, Ja zanimaję się swoim dzielem. Pronounced, Ja zanimaję się swoim dzielem, which translates to, I am engaged in my work/affair. This word can be used in a variety of contexts, but it always refers to something that is important or requires attention. English translation. This matter is very important to me. Word and pronunciation. Matter. Dzieło. Dilo. The next word is mind. Hash hash. Mnie na umie jest plan. Breakdown. Mnie. This is the genitive case of the pronoun ja, I, combined with the preposition u, at, by, with, near, meaning, with me. No me. This is a prepositional phrase meaning, in mind. Jest. Means, there is / are, in this context, similar to the English, I have. Plan. Is the noun, plan, in the nominative case. Meaning, I have a plan in mind. Variations. I have an idea in my head, using the preposition, where, in, and noun. Galavwa. Head, instead of. Umie. Mind. Ja dumaję o tom, что. I'm thinking about. This construction uses the verb. Думать. To think, and a prepositional phrase to indicate the object of thought. Pronunciation. Уминя. Умаюня. На уме. На умай. Есть. Есть. Plan. Plan. English/Russian translations. Mind. Plan. 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 The next word is value. The word value in Russian can be expressed in a few ways, depending on the context. Here's an example sentence using the most common word. Sentence. Он ценит своё время. English translation. He values his time. Breakdown. Он. Он. Own, he. Ценит. Ценит. Ценит, to value, to appreciate. This is a verb in the present tense, singular, third person, which is used to describe a male subject in the sentence. Свой. Свой. Свой, his or her / its. This is a possessive adjective. It agrees with. Время. In gender and number. Время. Время. Время, time. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns are either masculine, feminine, or neuter. This impacts the form of adjectives and verbs that modify the noun. In this sentence, Время. Is neuter, so the adjective. Свое. And the verb. Ценит. Are both in the neuter form. Number. Russian nouns and adjectives change form depending on whether they are singular or plural. In this sentence, both. Время. And. Свое. Are singular. Case. The form of a noun changes depending on its function in the sentence. In this case, the noun. Время. is in the accusative case, which is used for direct objects. Variations. Tsenost. Tsenost, value, as a noun. The value of this painting is high. Atsenivat. Atsenivat, to evaluate, to assess. The teacher will evaluate the student's work. Pronunciation. Remember to emphasize the stressed syllable in Russian words. English to Russian translations. Value. Ценность. Ценность, to value. Ценить. Ценить. The next word is office. Hash hash. Он работает в офисе. Breakdown. Он. Он. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case, работаете. Работает. Works, verb, third person singular, present tense, where. In, preposition office. Office. Office, noun, masculine, prepositional case. Meaning, he works in the office. Key concepts. Prepositional case, used after prepositions like in, ne, on, s, with, etc. Gender agreement. Nouns in Russian have gender, masculine, feminine, neuter, and adjectives, pronouns, and verbs must agree in gender with the noun. Word variations. The word office can change depending on the case and number. For example, office. Nominative singular, office. Officer. Genitive singular, of the office. Officu. Dative singular, to the office. Officum. Instrumental singular, with the office. Officy. Prepositional singular, in the office. Officu. Nominative plural, offices pronunciation. On. On. Ane rabeoteayete. Rabotait. Rabotayet, where. V-O-F-E-S-E. Office. O-F-I-C-E. Translation. Office. Office. O-F-E-S. The next word is record. The English word record can be used as a noun or a verb. As a noun, it can refer to a written or digital account of facts or events, like a lapis. Lapis, lapis, recording, a piece of music, or a specific achievement. As a verb, it means to preserve something in writing or digitally, as in lapisat. Lapisat, lapisat. To record something. Here is a sentence using record as a verb. On lapisat svoj golosnoj diktafon. On lapisal svoj golosna diktafon. On. On, own, he. Lapisal. Lapisal, lapisal, past tense of. Lapisat. Lapisat, lapisat. To record. Svoj. Svoj, svoj, his own. Golos. Golos, golos, voice. Na. Na, na, on. Diktafon. Diktafon, diktafone, diktafone. Translation. He recorded his voice on the diktafone. This sentence demonstrates the use of the verb. Lapisat. Lapisat, lapisat, in the past tense. Note that the ending of the verb changes depending on the gender and number of the subject. In this case, the subject is on. On, own, he, which is masculine singular, so the verb ends in L. L, L. Variations. Lapisat. Lapisat, lapisat, to record, can also be used to mean, to write down, or, to note, something. Pronunciation, Remember that Russian stresses words on the first syllable unless otherwise indicated. For instance, Zapisat. 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 To record, is stressed on the first syllable. This will help you pronounce the words correctly. English. Record. Record Russian. Zapis. 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 Zapisat. 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 The next word is stay. Hash hash. Ostansa. Ostansia. Stay. Breakdown. Ostansa. Ostansia is the imperative form of the verb. Ostamatsa. Ostamatsia, to stay. It is used to tell someone to stay. The s-iri at the end makes it the singular imperative form. Imperative verbs are used to give commands or make requests. Variations. Ostantis. Ostants, stay, plural, this is the plural form of the imperative. Ostamitis. Ostamates, stay, plural, polite form, this is the polite way to ask multiple people to stay. Ostamisa. Ostamisa, stay, informal, singular, this is the informal way to tell someone to stay. Pronunciation. Ostansa. Ostansia, the stress is on the second syllable, stan. The s at the end is soft. Ostantis. Ostants, the stress is on the second syllable, stan. The s at the end is soft. Translation. Ostansa. Stay. Ostantis. Stay, plural. Ostamitis. Stay, plural. Polite. Ostamisa. Stay, informal, singular. Key concept. The imperative form of verbs is an important part of Russian grammar. It allows you to give commands and make requests. English. Stay / stress STE small cap I / Russian. Ostamatsa. Ostamatsia. / turn a stress st letter 251 v schwa t symbol 361 s lengthened schwa / The next word is force. The word sila, pronounced hila, the l is soft like in the English word sail, means force. Here is an example sentence. Sila periodu neperiodaima. Sila. Sila, force, the subject of the sentence, in the nominative case. Природы. Природы, nature, a noun in the genitive case, indicating possession, here, of nature. Неприодолимо. Неприодолимо, unconquerable, the predicate adjective describing the subject, force, this sentence has a simple subject predicate structure. Translation. The force of nature is unconquerable. Key concepts. Sila is a feminine noun, which you can tell because the ending of the adjective неприодолимо ends in an feminine. For masculine nouns, the ending would be an ерликоваткое, and for neuter nouns, the ending would be an ое. Природа is a feminine noun. However, when used in this sentence, it is in the genitive case, because it modifies the noun. Сила. In the genitive case, the noun usually ends in a, еру, or an, и. The genitive case can express possession, or a relationship of belonging. Variations of the word. Сила. Сильный. Strong, masculine. Сильная. Strong, feminine. Силой. Strong, neuter. Силой. By force, instrumental case. Силы. Forces, plural. Pronunciation notes. The L in сила is soft, like in the English word sail. The O in природа is pronounced like the O in the English word hot. The ye in Nipriyadaima is pronounced as a very short E, as in the English word bed. English. Force, fors, Russian. Sila. Hila. The next word is stop. Hash hash. Astanavis. Translation. Stop. Breakdown. Astanavis. Colon. This is the imperative form of the verb. Astanavivat. To stop. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions. Pronunciation. Astanavis. Colon. Astanovis. Variations. The negative imperative form would be Niastanavivisa. Don't stop. The past tense would be Astanavisa. Stopped, or Astanavius. Stopped, for masculine and feminine genders, respectively. Key concept. The imperative form is used to issue a command or instruction. It is often used in situations where you want someone to do something immediately. English word. Stop. Russian word. Ostanavlivat. Ostanavlivat.